Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Well, you know, they're going to announce the All-Star starters on July 8th, and the All-Star selections will be on July 10th. I wanted to talk about, you know, some of the guys that you think will make it from both leagues. You start off with a guy like Salvi Perez of the Royals. He's always going to make the All-Star game, but he just had surgery on his thumb. He should be all right by then, you would think, and, you know, a few weeks. I don't know how long he's going to be out. I've seen hockey players like Kadri had his thumb operated on. He was back playing hockey in a couple of weeks. But 23 AL catchers with 100 plate appearances. Eight of them were hitting under 200. Another five were under 220. So when you look at this guy, he's been unbelievable. He hasn't been good this year, but you remember he tied for the AL lead with 48 home runs and led with 121 RBIs last season. So if he doesn't start, the fans will probably vote him in. It would be his eighth All-Star appearance and seventh start. And then you got, like, at first base, Vladdy Guerrero. He's such a stud with the Jays. I went up to Toronto to Rogers Center, watched this guy play a couple games against White Sox. He was hitting home runs when I was there. They were on fire when I was there. This guy was tearing it up. And, I mean, the guy just hits the ball so hard all over the ballpark. His exit velocity, everything, home runs. Every time he comes to the plate, he has a chance to knock one out. So I think Vladdy's a lock. At second, you're going to get Jose Altuve of the Astros. He used to hit 300, but he's so popular with fans for a little dude. It would be his eighth All-Star appearance, and the guy just continues to rake. At third base, it's got to be Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians. What doesn't this guy do? I mean, he's got a 2-to-1 walk-to-strikeout ratio. He hits tons of home runs. He's an RBI master. He just drives in runs left and right. And there's nobody around him. He just carries the team on his back. He's got to be the starter. How about it, short Xander Bogaerts of the Red Sox? Bottom line is the two best players at short in the AL are, you know, Tim Anderson and Bogaerts. And Anderson has missed a bunch of games. He's been out. So Bogaerts is his stud, and he's having a career year in batting average and on-base percentage. Can you imagine that the Red Sox didn't want to give this guy a deal and would let him leave Boston and go play somewhere else? They must be stupid or something up there. Allrise has got to be one of the starting outfielders. Aaron Judge just got his arbitration done. He's making $19 million. He's finally happy. He turned down an extension worth $30.5 million per season over 7 years and decided he'd wait around and get something better. You know he's going to get over $300 million in free agency. You know it's going to happen. But, I mean, this guy's season is just unequaled by anyone on any team, anywhere, in either league. The guy has absolutely torn up baseball and hit so many home runs, make your head spin. He's a show by himself. You'd go to the All-Star game to see all the star players. I'd go to the All-Star game just to watch him. Thank God I live in New York City and I can go watch this guy play in the Bronx all the time. And if I don't go to the games, I can watch him on TV every night. It's awesome. Obviously, Mike Trout's going to get one of those outfield slots. He had a little bit of a stretch where he didn't hit, but when he's, you know, on, and when he's hitting home runs, he's so amazing and so talented and so fun to watch. And a guy just pounds the ball out of the ballpark all the time. Multiple home run games all the time, or he hits two home runs or whatever. The guy's an absolute freak. The problem with Trout is that the Angels never do anything. They never win. They never go to the playoffs. They never matter. You know, it's like the Trout and Ohtani show in Anaheim, and everybody else sucks. I mean, that's just the bottom line. They do. They never get it done. They don't matter. Kyle Tucker's probably going to get that other slot from the Astros. You know, he's done great things. Obviously, last year, 30 home runs and 148 OPS. He's doing it again this year. He's got power. He steals bases. He's a great defender out in the outfield. In right field, a guy's got a glove. I mean, he can flat out play. Everybody loves Tucker. I was talking to Bob Nightingale at a USA Today about him on Coast to Coast last week, and he's like, you know, Tucker makes this Astros team so tough. Think about it. They lose Correa. They lose Springer, and they're still great. Because Yordan Alvarez, who also will be in the All-Star game, and guys like Tucker have carried the load for the Astros. And how about the Astros? I gave you Verlander on Friday night to win. He did. He beat the Yankees. And Saturday, the Astros no-hit the Yankees in the Bronx. Can you believe that? Three pitchers did it. Alvarez is going to make it as a DH because he's just a flat-out pimp. I mean, this guy hits home runs, towering shots, and he's a left-handed power hitter. Some people have compared him to McCovey, and I just love watching him play. I even said on Coast to Coast a couple times, I think he's definitely in the running for MVP against Judge. Then you ask me who's going to be the starting pitcher in the All-Star game. It's got to be Justin Verlander. I mean, did you see what he did to the Yankees? It was easy money on Friday night. I bet on him. I bet on him every time he starts, and he just always comes through. I think the key has been that he sleeps with Kate Upton. Verlander is 9-3 after that win against the Yankees, so he's going to get the nod, if you ask me. Every time he goes out, he gets it done. Now, what about all the reserves? I think you know, some of these I'm going to go with. I got no problem saying these guys are going to make this team. Obviously, I think Ohtani's going to make it. How can you leave Shohei Ohtani off the All-Star team? J.D. Martinez, another guy I'm going to put on there. I think this guy comes through in the clutch for the Red Sox like no other player. He has earned all of his money in Boston. Julio Rodriguez of the Mariners is another guy that I think will make it. And Springer of the Blue Jays, he has gone to Toronto. Despite missing games with injuries, this and that, Springer is just a guy that comes through big time when he's in the lineup. He just hits big, comes up big, does things, and helps the Jays win games. Byron Buxton's going to make it to the Minnesota Twins. You got to put Anderson on from the White Sox because he's as good as Bogaerts. He was just injured a lot. But he's going to hit 300 for a fourth straight season. And that's crazy when you think about it because nobody hits 300 anymore. Everybody hits 200. You got a guy like Anderson hitting 300 every year. He's got to be an all-star. I'd put Rafael Devers of the Red Sox on the team and Ty France of the Seattle Mariners. At first, I think he's been a hitting machine for the Mariners. And I love the backup at catcher would be chunky Alejandro Kirk of the Blue Jays. I mean, this guy can flat out hit, and he's a really good catcher. He throws out runners. He doesn't allow wild pitches. And the guy gets to be DH all the time, and he comes through for them. Who are the other pitchers that are going to make it besides Verlander? I think our boy Dirty Harry McClanahan. Shane McClanahan of the Rays has been incredible this year. He's throwing high 90s. He's going to make it. Manoah of the Jays, he's been brilliant. He's got to be there. Nasty Nestor Cortez of the Yankees. How do you leave this guy off the All-Star team? The left-hander has been filthy. I guess Shane Bieber will make it from the Guardians. Garrett Cole, the Yankees, even without his stick-em, he's still been pretty impressive. I love Martin Perez of the Rangers. I think he's come up big for Texas for sure. A guy that might be the only Tiger to make it is Skubal. Tarik Skubal's pitched great for Detroit. I'd say Blackburn of the A's, the closer Holmes of the Yankees. Those guys are going to make it. Now, let's look at the National League starters. Catcher would be Contreras of the Cubs. And then first would be Goldschmidt of the Cardinals. I mean, he's the MVP, if you ask me, right now for the first half of the season, for sure. At second, I'd put Jazz Chisholm of the Marlins. Manny Machado's got to be the third baseman. I know he hurt his ankle, but he's carried the Padres along with Joe Musgrove, who finally lost a game. But Manny Machado's been incredible. Trey Turner, the Dodgers, would be the shortstop. Your outfield has got to be, what, Betts? Mookie Betts of the Dodgers is automatic. And he ranks sixth behind only Gehrig, Ruth, Combs, DiMaggio, Ted Williams. When you think of his career of runs per game played of all players since 1900, with at least 800 runs scored, he's in that realm. Hurting his ribs hurt him a little, but it's not going to hurt him getting on the All-Star team. Juan Soto of the Nationals will make it because he's a freak. Brandon Nimmo, a lot of people think he's going to make it from the Mets. He's been incredible for New York. Bryce Harper would be your DH. I love the starting pitcher, Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins. I love this guy. Every time he pitches, I bet on him, and I win money. He just always gets it done. He's in the lead for the Cy Young. Then you got all the guys that'll make the team as reserves. Obviously, the Polar Bear, Alonso of the Mets, he's going to make it. Probably Jeff McNeil of the Mets will make it. Arenado, Cardinals. I'll give you that. Dansby Swanson of the Braves, the shortstop. Jock Peterson. They may not like him anywhere, but he's a great player. I think he'll make it from the Giants. And then I'll give you Acuna, even though he's not back to his full self. Do you give Pujols a DH gig in his last season? I don't know if I'm that sappy. Some of the other pitchers, Musgrove, Wheeler, Corbin Burns, Max Fried. I'll give you Gonsolin and Anderson of the Dodgers. My closer, David Bednar of the Pittsburgh Pirates. You got that right, baby. It should be pretty cool. There's a lot of great young talent in baseball now.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.